This morning, it's restaurant specials for celebrating mom in our Friday food department. And Samantha Nelson wrote about this in the Tribune. She joins us now to talk about some of these places around town. First question for you, Samantha. When we go to these restaurants, sometimes we want to get the regular menu. Do most of these places have special Mother's Day menus, or can you get what they normally have?
So it depends on the place. A lot of the places on my list are just doing special menus. A lot of them are doing buffets and packages, but there are some that if you're looking for just a little something special, you can do. So say Robert's Pizza and Dough Company right on the Riverwalk. If you go there with your mom, the mom will get a complimentary glass of bubbles for brunch. And you guys can all just order from the regular menu. That they do have a few specials like Eggs Benedict and a smoked salmon plate to make it a little bit more brunchy.
Now, the restaurants we're going to be talking about, are they still taking reservations? Because wait till the last minute, you know.
There are some places that are sold out, but I've got a list here that we can talk through that are all still available as of last I checked. So I wouldn't wait too much longer, though.
All right, let's start in the downtown area. What are they doing at Michael Jordan's restaurant on Michigan Avenue?
The steakhouse, if you're looking for a regular menu, that's going to be there, but they do have some specials for Mother's Day. So they're doing a surf and turf dinner, and then that's going to include lobster and a little petite filet. But if you want to come for brunch, they've also got monkey bread and granola French toast, and then you could do your petite filet with eggs.
Right now, the weather for Sunday looks pretty good, so the Roof on the Wit would be a nice place to go, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's got some beautiful views. It's going to be 27 stories up on the loop. So you can sit outside, and they're doing a little buffet brunch that's going to include croissants, quiche, avocado toast, and some mini key lime tarts. And then the base is $55. But if you want to up that to $79, you'll also get two glasses of Prosecco and some extra fancy bites like smoked salmon with caviar.
Nice. Let's talk about one of the North Side places, Bar Roma up on Clark Street. They've got some specials all weekend, don't they?
Yeah, so that way if you didn't wait until the last minute or you're busy on Sunday, you can still have a nice celebration. So they've got the regular menu, but then throughout the weekend, you can get a smoked salmon and shrimp platter or a chicken Vesuvio for two or carrot cake plus half-price bottles of wine.
In the Tribune, you listed 59 places. We won't be able to go through all of them. You can get Samantha Nelson's article on the Tribune website. But as you say here, some of these places have elaborate buffets. Some of them have family-friendly celebrations, teas, even to-go packages. A lot of these restaurants offer good takeaway, don't they?
Yeah, some people like to celebrate at home, and that's great. So they want to make sure that you can do that as an option. There's like Prairie Grass Cafe will offer a dinner that you can do either there or to go. You just got to place the order. Unfortunately, the to-go order has expiring date has already passed for that one, but you can still go there for brunch. That's in the suburbs in Northbrook, and they've got a really nice brunch buffet with asparagus and smoked salmon and omelet and crepe stations.
Nice. Let's move to the west side and near west side. Here's a place that I am not familiar with. Tell us about Adelina Prime.
Oh, so that's a really nice steakhouse, and they're going to be doing a lox bar, breakfast potatoes, carved prime rib, oysters, and desserts. And that starts at that's $99 plus. If you've got the kids, there's $39 for the kids. But if you want to add on, there's a Bloody Mary bar and a mimosa bar that you can add on for $30.
Now, do most of these places have these specials for Mother's Day lunch and dinner, or some of them do a special all weekend, don't they?
Yeah, so like we mentioned for Bar Roma is the special all weekend. A lot of these places are going to be focused on brunch. I'd say Mother's Day, aside from Easter, is probably like the biggest brunch holiday of the whole year. So like another place on here is Sepia. It's a Michelin-starred restaurant. They're doing a four-course brunch. They're going to be serving like sweet and savory breads, and then you get a choice of entree and some sweets to share for the table. But if you're looking for dinner, there are some options as well.
We'll get this all posted in a little while at WGNRadio.com on our show page, so you can hear this again later and go over some of Samantha Nelson's picks for Mother's Day. After a break, we'll head to the South Side and also the suburbs for more Mother's Day restaurant suggestions from food writer Samantha Nelson. We continue now. Before we get to the suburbs, Samantha, let's go to the South Side and the Chicago Firehouse restaurant. I always hear about this spot. Very popular, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, very popular, a real classic place. So you can go there and get a three-course meal for $75, and that's going to include lobster bisque, roasted pork loin, and a sweets platter for the table. And you can also add on some family-style sides like cream spinach or whipped potatoes if you want a little extra.
That's on South Michigan Avenue. And I know you like the Duck Inn, don't you?
Yeah, it's a really wonderful South Side spot that I love to give them some love. So they do an annual Mother of All Brunches, and that's $130 or $55 for kids. And it's going to include a Bloody Mary and Mimosa bar, a brioche French toast, seafood tower, carved roast beef with truffled horseradish cream, and deviled eggs and cinnamon buns. So you get everything you could possibly want from that.
Where is the Duck Inn located?
That's on 2701 South Eleanor Street in Bridgeport.
So some of these menus you're giving us sound a little bit pricey. Are most of them?
Yeah. I mean, it's meant to be kind of like a splurge for your mom, but
Yeah.
there are some ones that are on the more affordable side. If you go out to the suburbs, at Old Orchard, there's the new Bar Sienna there. They're doing a brunch buffet. It's $49 or $19 for kids, and then kids 6 and under eat free there. And you'll get your carving station, smoked salmon, and some made-to-order breakfast dishes and a dessert bar.
Not that mom's not worth it, you understand.
Exactly.
Let's stay in the suburbs and give us what La Briola is doing.
Sure. So they're in Oak Brook. They do an annual brunch buffet. It's $60 or $25 for kids. You'll get carved turkey, made-to-order omelets, shrimp cocktail, pizza, and Stan's donuts. And you can also add on a bottomless Bellini bar for an extra $20 if you want.
Love those Stan's donuts. Perry's Steakhouse and Grill, that's a national franchise, but they do good work, don't they?
Yeah, no, there's a that again, they've got a good thing going, and they've got a few locations out in the suburbs, so you can pick the one that's closest to you. And they are all, opening up early. They're not usually open up, but they will be open at 11 a.m. and they decorate all the tables with rose petals. And so you can go get a brunch cocktail. And then it's their regular menu, except for that they add on a 10-ounce filet stuffed roast, or you can also do a three-course pork chop supper if you come a little later.
And again, last we checked, these places we're talking about still have some reservations open, although you might have to have a very early or very late meal accordingly.
Yeah, that's if you wait until the last minute, your times are going to be a little bit tighter, but there should be, if you go to my article, something for everyone.
Yes, and that is in the Chicago Tribune and on their website. A spot in the suburbs that I forget about, but every time I've been there, I've had a great meal. Serenello's, tell us about it.
Yeah, so that's out in Wheeling. They're going to be doing a dinner buffet. If you're, busy in the morning and want to just go out for dinner instead, so that's $90 and includes carved broiled beef tenderloin, chicken limone, eggplant parmesan, lobster mac and cheese, caprese salad, and then there's tiramisu for dessert.
Serenello's on Milwaukee Avenue, and of course that's very close to Superdog, but I have yet to convince my wife that would be a good Mother's Day spot. I'm working on it though.
That's a good sell. If you do try to get her to do the super dog, you can maybe make a little bit more special with my next pick, which is Sweet Mandy B's.
Oh,
They've got two
yeah.
locations in Chicago. They're gonna do some fun festive treats. They're all gonna be floral themed cupcakes and cookies and custom cakes. So you can pick up something sweet to give her when she gets home from the hot dog.
Yeah, Sweet Mandy B's on Webster and also Ontario in the city. One more place I wanted to mention, Prairie Moon in Evanston. I know they have a brunch buffet, and that is what they're doing for Mother's Day. That's their special. It's brunch at Prairie Moon, Samantha.
Yeah, I love Prairie Moon. I went to Northwestern and have a real soft spot for that place. So they're doing a brunch buffet, and they're serving up scrambled eggs, glazed ham, shrimp cocktail, and some blueberry streusel coffee cake, plus prosecco and mimosas. And that's a reasonable price there. It's $40 for adults, $17 for kids 12 and under.
As we mentioned, you got a list of 59 Mother's Day restaurants for the Tribune. And did you? I don't imagine you personally went to all of these places, but was this based on previous reviews and other staffers over there telling you about good restaurants for Mother's Day?
Well, so for these guides, usually I get a lot of go to their websites, talk to their PR people, places that I know and that I've, talked to before. Obviously, I haven't been to the vast majority of their
Yeah,
Mother's Day brunches,
sure.
but a lot of places I have been to for either, a meal or a brunch before. And so another, if you want another new one that's very good, I actually went to Trino for Easter brunch, and they're doing the same menu that they did there. That's a new Latin steakhouse in the West Loop. And they're doing chilaquiles, short rib barbacoa hash, and like poblano omelet, and they have these amazing puffy pancakes with plantains. So highly recommend that one from personal experience.
Sounds great. Trino's food writer Samantha Nelson. Appreciate the suggestions. Very helpful for the last minute, guys. And we'll talk again soon. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.